After Friday night, we were within 12 points of first place. Well, we had Mont Edgecombe, who had 44 kids there, quite worried. We only took 16 ourselves. And they were very nervous about the fact that, you know, we were so close behind them. Of course, you know, they ran all the way up to the semis on Friday. We had some key defeats. They had some key losses. We had some key wins. And so being within 12 points, they were quite worried that we were going to take regions. And we were really hoping to do that. But come Saturday, you know, you come through the back door, some of the kids just the pure numbers. We just couldn't make up the numbers.
Right, as the host, Mount Edgecombe had the numbers over everybody, really.
Right, yeah. And we were down three weight classes, so, you know, they had three extra weight classes. That's a lot of extra points. But it ended up 256, and we had 200.
And still, you had three champions. Maybe give me a few of the highlights from some of the individual meets.
Well, I wrote some stats down. We had three first place champions, Buddy Stalmach at 98, DJ Tomaro at 106, and Caleb Simbelholm at 195, all took first place. Second place, we had John Brooks, Billy Ware at 152, John at 138, and Isaiah at 160. Third place, we had Logan Turcotte at 145, and Matt Gudgel at 285. And we had two fourth place, Brett Martinson at 145, and Nathaniel Lenhart at 126. So just to start, our freshmen, Buddy at 98, Nathaniel at 126, and Isaiah at 160, all outstanding performances. Nathaniel knocked out Wrangell's Kano, who he beat in the beginning of the year, and then all year Kano's beat him. And he finally came back and won and was able to get back in there for that third and fourth position.
Really bodes well for the future.
Yes, yeah. When you have freshmen going to state, that's quite an accomplishment.
How many kids are you hoping to bring to state? Was it 13 you're shooting for? Or?
Well, no, I was thinking around 8 realistically last time I was here, but we're taking 10.
Okay.
10 out of 14 weight classes.
What are you working on up till then? Or is it more just giving everybody a break to rest up for the tournament?
No, we're going to work hard. You know, the whole level of competition just cranks up at state. Of course, they have opportunities up there to wrestle a lot more, have a lot more matches than we do. And so we just need to get sharp. And those that took second, they need to step up to those those nemesis all year who have kept them in second place. And they need to step up and, be able to take that first place.
Is there a particular team that that's going to be the rival for Petersburg and at the state tournament? What particular team you're watching out for?
You know, it's going to be Dillingham and Nome. They're always tough, and Bethel. Of course, we're hoping to fall somewhere in the top five. I think we'll even though we took second in our region, I think once we get up there, we're going to do better on a state level. I think we're going to overcome Mount Edgecombe on the state level, and we'll just see what happens there. Our Buddy Stalmark as a freshman, he was seated fifth. He early on had an injury, a broken wrist, came back with a losing record because of all the forfeits. It was seated fifth, ended up going in a top bracket with the number one seed, returning champ, semifinals, shut her down. And, it was just quite a match. Mount Edgecombe coach actually broke his clipboard. He was so upset with the fact that, you know, his reigning champion, who he had hoped, she's fourth in the state, ranked fourth in the state. And so Buddy came back and beat her. And she did beat him in Juneau. So it was a comeback.